to the WAN 101 podcast. On this show, we break down high-performing strategies, influential interviews, and try to develop discipline, mindset, and character traits. Please welcome your mostly Latino, somewhat literate host, Juan Guadarrama.
What up, gang? Solo Dolo today. Today, I'm going to do a segment I haven't done in a while. It is the Know Yourself segment. And what I'm attempting to do, or what I'm going to do, is I'm going to post these exclusively on the Patreon. Some of you may know that I started this Patreon that has, the intention is a little bit more mentoring. Mentoring in self-development, awareness, and getting better. I do this frequently through reading and constantly listening to podcasts. Listening to people who have way more experiences, way more successful than I am. And I just kind of compile lessons learned into actionable steps and just kind of my opinion about things. So if you want more of these Know Your Session segments for the podcast, it's only going to be available on Patreon. The dope thing about the Patreon is it's like a donation base. It's like a dollar. You could do it for a dollar. Most people have done $5. And I've been posting the SOP, standard operating procedures, a video or something to do every week. So that's where that's going to live. In the future, I'm going to play around with different topics and different blocks of self-development. So if you want in on that, head over to Patreon, Coach Juan. The Know Yourself cards have a question on the front. The way I've been doing it, I read the question and I organically just speak on it, whatever comes to my mind. And then the author of these cards wrote their thoughts, basically. So sometimes they match, sometimes they don't match. Overall, I think the win is just food for thought. So as you're listening to this, pause it and see what comes to mind and see how different perspectives may come from all three of us, the author, me, and or you. The front of the card reads, what often impairs your decision-making process? Is it the lack of confidence, impatience, desire to please, overexcitement? For me personally, I work on being more patient and always telling myself just one step at a time. I do get overexcited. I think for sure the thing that impairs my decision-making process is scanning through a lot of stuff quickly. And this may come from my own, like, just personal survival. The desire to please, I don't really care for. The lack of confidence, if I do, I fake it. I think it's wanting to get to the finish line. Luckily, by this point, I've put myself through plenty of crucibles and plenty of situations where it required time to develop, grow, and I have learned to love that process. But for sure, my biggest fault is moving too fast. And those around me kind of know that's my jam. However, I think I wing it pretty well. The back of the card reads, our brains are faulty walnuts. Get ready to discover that major decisions will manifest loss of errors. Get to know your characteristics, one, and take compensatory steps. Be very suspicious of how you reach important conclusions. For some reason, this also brings to mind the topic of emotions I would question you, are you a emotional decision maker? Because emotions are fake. It's just like a immediate response to what's thrown at you, as opposed to being very binary. And the first thing I look at are, what are the things that I can control in this situation? What can I not control? And what is my attitude going into whatever the decision-making process is? I work very hard to try to look at my blind spots. And the way I do that is very hard for me to meditate. So the way that I do that is I like doing some sort of cardio. So just moving, something that gets me breathing, something that gets me somewhat in a physical flow state so that I can kind of let go. If I'm inside, I can't really do it. But I question all my decisions. Is that the right decision? What is the worst thing that can happen with that decision? At the same time, I manifest and visualize what I want the outcome to be. I fucking force the shit out of that. Forceful manifestation is something that I talked about with Anthony on the All the Possibilities podcast. I was like, yeah, I put it out there, but the actions needed, I know I need to force and push because no one's going to do it for me. Being an entrepreneur and single body business owner, you're by yourself a lot of the time. So you got to learn how to have thick skin, work quickly, and execute. There's another side to this I think Jocko talks about a lot, is that perfection and waiting for everything to be good is going to be the killer of indecision. Indecision is going to be the killer of any sort of result. You got to trust your skills. You have to have skills. You have to develop over time and know yourself, know your skills to be able to execute. The last thing I'll say about this, something that's very helpful for this, is find people that are close to you to externalize the conversations that are going on in your head and possibly be able to open up things you're not seeing. That's all I got. If you enjoy this, please share it. Tag me on it. Reach out. Let's have a convo about it.